It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A monkey paints a carrot yellow and thinks it's a banana.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Well, it is news time on a Monday morning. We have some business to take care of. I'm going to do some news, but I also have a question that I need some help from everyone listening to make a decision.
Ooh, that sounds good. Troubling? I don't know. Is it?
It is. Well, the problem is, I know you don't want to make a decision.
Oh, definitely not.
And I don't really want to make the decision.
Okay.
So I just thought, you know what we do? Let's turn it on the audience and let them make the decision.
Okay. I like this.
And we will do that after we take a look at the weekend box office.
Number one,
once again, you know who it was.
Do I?
It was the Deadpool. It was the Wolverine. Oh. They're together, and they're still doing big things. After a couple, $205 million opening weekend, they came in with a measly $97 million this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty great for Deadpool and Wolverine. Twisters at number two, Trap at number three, Despicable Me 4 at number four, and Inside Out 2 still hanging in the top five.
Mm. Finally, Despicable Me is in the right spot.
Yes, Despicable Me 4 is finally four. It does work out nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, but what was number number four was number two or something? Or number five was number two.
Number five was number two. Yeah. Inside Out 2 was number five,
yeah,
yes.
I don't know.
And Deadpool Wolverine, number one, once again at the box office. Any desire to see it, Steve?
You know, I've never seen Deadpool, which I know is going to get me some hate.
Right.
But I'd be interested to see it. So maybe I'll go do that this weekend or something, this upcoming weekend.
Well, I'm in the same boat. I need to see Deadpool. I've watched bits and pieces of it. And I thought it was great what I saw.
Yeah.
I just have never watched the whole thing.
Yeah. I've seen clips and stuff as well, but just not the...
I have a movie update for you. I forgot.
Oh.
I watched a movie this weekend.
Of course. What time did you start that at? 9 o'clock last night?
Oh, way too late, Steve. Let me tell you, bud. I started it Saturday. I DJ'd a wedding.
Uh-huh.
It was up at Green Bluff. So the great thing about Green Bluff weddings are they have to be done at 9 o'clock because of a noise ordinance up there. So we're done at 9 o'clock by the time we clean up, whatever. We get home. It's like... 10:30.
Okay.
I'm like, dude, it's only 10:30.
Right.
On a Saturday. This is unbelievable. What am I going to do? Well, I started trying to get caught up on some work, so I was doing some of that. And then I was like, nah, man, I need to watch a movie. Sure need something to eat. I should probably Uber Eats a pizza or something. So did that, sitting there, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch. First, I turn on Netflix, and the first thing that's on there is the Nicole Kidman, Zac Efron movie. The one that you remember you started to watch called Family Affair.
Yeah, I started to watch that.
And what did you do?
I had a sleeping situation.
You fell asleep during it.
Right. It was only a one napper, though.
Yeah, and then never finished the movie or went back to it.
No, I woke up and I kind of watched the last part of it and then...
Oh, you did?
Well...
So you know the exciting conclusion.
Actually, no, I didn't see the very ending of it. I watched
okay.
another part of it.
You watched part of it, then you fell back asleep.
So I guess it was happens, more than a one-napper. Yeah, okay, never mind.
It happens, Steve. I did the thing where I started the movie at about 11:30 and started watching it. And I was like, okay, this is... I see where it's going. I don't know if I enjoy this yet or not, but I mean, I'm trying. I'm watching it. And then next thing you know, after I ate some pizza, guess what happened?
Did you fall asleep?
I just started dozing off.
Maybe is it us or is it the movie?
That's what I'm starting to wonder. Has anyone watched that movie from beginning to end without falling asleep? Because I don't know.
It's possible. I mean, it's got to be possible. It looks like a funny movie, though.
It looked okay. Yeah, I mean, I was, it was what I had seen of it was okay.
Yeah.
I started falling asleep right when Zac Efron started kissing Nicole Kidman.
Isn't that like the beginning of the movie?
It's probably pretty close, Steve. I don't know.
All right.
I was tired,
I guess. Oh, boy. Well, I don't have the audio here, but story number two.
Story number two. Okay, here's story number two. I need the listening audience to help us decide some stuff right now, Steve.
Okay. By the way, Mindy says it wasn't a great movie.
Okay.
So, there you go.
That's the vibe I was getting from it. Was that it was not going to be the best.
But Jackie says it's good, Kevin.
Okay.
She says that you'll like it. Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
She says I'll like it, which is true. I like just about any movie. I mean, I'm not super picky with them. Okay, here's what we have to decide.
Okay.
There was talks of us playing a best of clip. One clip per hour today.
Yes.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, whatever.
Correct.
It was kind of a, you know, hey, maybe play a best of if you want to, whatever. It was not like we were instructed to do so. It was more of a, if you guys want to, you can play a best of. If your, you know, show's not going well, which, it's subjective, right? It's subjective.
Yeah.
So I just asked people this, at 7:20 today, is that right? 7:15.
Around 7:15, yeah, sure.
No, 7:30.
Okay.
Sorry. Because we're going to do a listener letter next.
Yeah.
We have to do those. Mm-hmm. We don't need people rioting outside the building if we don't do one.
I mean, I would riot.
At 7:30, do you want us to do a best of clip or some sort of entertainment news?
Okay.
I'll let the people decide right now. You can text in, whatever. We will tally up the votes. And we will decide, do we do a best of? What would the best of clip be regarding, Steve?
Oh, man, you're going to make me count on a Monday morning, which is interesting.
Count? What do you mean count?
Well, count the tallies, count the people.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. I was asking what the clip was. Do you know what the clip might be?
I mean, I have several options. Option one, I guess, is what we would use, which is about wondering if hiking is overrated.
It is. That was easy.
It was the seven call says it all that we did.
Okay, well, you can decide right now. Text in. Do you want to hear us just live trying to do some entertainment news at 7:30, or do we do a best of?
Okay, that is the question. The Rungi Furniture Studio line at 509-441-0999. Feel free to text in. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kevin.
No, listener letter coming up next.
Okay. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
While dropping my 5-year-old son off at school today, his teacher came up to me and goes, "Hey, Ollie said something really funny yesterday, and I have to tell you." And I immediately thought, "Oh no."
Kevin James.
She said, "I gave the kids a bunch of pictures of groceries. I had them cut them out and then paste them onto a brown paper bag, like a shopping bag." And right away, my son goes, "Where's the wine?"
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
This one might be a little much for a Monday, but let's see if we can help out. Dear Jay and Kevin, I have a very difficult situation with my girlfriend. We've been dating for about 6 months, and she told me at the beginning about her very troubled past, and it was something I didn't ultimately let it scare me away. She made some very bad mistakes, and it's a lot for most people to handle. She says I'm the first person to ever stay with her after hearing her story. I think she's an amazing person now, and I don't judge her past. It helped make her who she is now. And that's all I care about. The problem is, she is now feeling like she wants to tell her story to everyone. I think it's a terrible idea. I think some of my friends would be totally fine with it, but my family would be very judgmental. Even though they all love her right now as she is, she says she doesn't really care what they think if they don't like her because she's overcome it all. I understand it's her story to tell, and I understand her power in telling people. But I also know that it's just not necessary for her to face the criticism. I feel like this is going to add so much stress to our relationship. Am I wrong for wanting her to keep it a secret?
All right. Feel free to comment on the Jay and Kevin Show Facebook page or give us a text at 509-441-0999, the Rungi Furniture Studio line.
Steve.
Oh, boy, Kevin.
My favorite thing Jay does to you is when there's a very controversial letter, he just always goes, Steve?
Raises his voice a little bit.
Yeah, and, like, let's hear your opinion, bud.
Boy.
I mean, I can start giving some thoughts on this one.
Okay. I would like that, I think.
I'm a big believer in people's stories can be powerful and helpful to others, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if it's something that, here's the problem, we don't know what her troubled past is.
Right.
So if it's one of those things where it's like, you know, let's just say it's addiction. Maybe she overcame addiction. I think that's a story that can be very powerful to help other people.
Sure.
Maybe it's, you know, a domestic violence situation or something where there's enough people that it relates to. If it's something that maybe is a little more, what's the word? Like unique, like what she went through. If you told people, it's not where a lot of people could relate to it and maybe benefit from the story. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Yeah. And I don't know. And again, without knowing what happened, and I think in general, telling the story can be good for her and maybe powerful to others.
Mm-hmm.
It stinks if his family's going to be judgmental about it.
Right.
Because that's a bummer. Yeah. Because who she is right now, everybody loves. And isn't that really what matters?
Right. But your past makes up your present and your future, right?
It does. So, I mean, it's all part of you.
Yeah. And if they.
And it doesn't define you, that's for sure. Your past doesn't define who you are now.
Right. But I also.
But it is one of those that I kind of see his side too, where it's like, well, yeah, let's just keep being awesome and we don't really need to tell my parents.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I can understand that and the wanting to, like, hey, it's not, you know, really anybody's business, whatever it is. You know, we don't need to be telling everybody every single thing about us, right?
Right.
I don't know, but I feel like, yeah, your past doesn't define you, but it is.
It is part of you.
Yeah, it's sure. Who makes you yeah. Who you are. So if you feel comfortable, if you want to share it, then what's really the harm? And if people truly do love you or care about you, then they'll respect that decision to share whatever that news is.
Dan on Facebook brings up something. He says, you want it secret for you or for her is the real question.
Mm.
If it's about her, just stand behind her and support her, whatever she wants to do. Is this, you want a secret for you, which is a great point, right? Like
right.
He doesn't maybe want his parents to know or his family in general that, you know, I forgive her. I don't care what she did in the past, but I know. And some people stink, man. Some people are super judgmental, right? Like it's hard for some people to, like we think she's great, but boy, as soon as we heard that, she can't be great because she did that.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a tough situation for him.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, on Facebook, people seem to be saying that, you know, she needs to just tell her story if she wants to.
Mm-hmm. I like this text from Mariah. She says, we all have a story. It should be what is best that is healing to her, maybe. Yep. I try to live with don't do or say what you will regret.
And Ava says this. She needs to ask herself what she has to gain by telling those people and what she has to lose by telling her story.
Mm. You know, it sounds like a pros and cons list, and
yep.
I'm all about pros and cons.
Actions have consequences, good and bad. That is a very good point. Like, telling some people, I think, would be fine, right?
Uh-huh.
And then there's others that you just be like, yeah, there's no benefit in telling them.
Right.
It's not like her story is going to probably help his mom.
Sure.
You know?
yeah, I guess that's a good point. It does make it also difficult that we don't know what exactly it is.
That is true. And it is one of those things, you know, where it's like maybe it does help the mom in the aspect of she's very judgmental and she's like, wow, I love this girl and think she's so great. I can't imagine that was her past, but it is. And now look how great she is. Maybe it makes her, you know, there's the lesson for, you know, mom or dad or whoever, like, don't be so judgmental.
Hmm. Maybe. Good point.
I don't know. Well, I know this. I'm glad it's not me. Everybody, please help out on Facebook on this one. And, you know, see if we can give a little guidance to this guy and his girlfriend.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another tub. I don't ever think about you within. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby. Cause the truth is, the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My mother-in-law used to carry a dollar bill signed by Engelbert Humperdinck.
Kevin James.
What? Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was the only one that did that.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Alrighty, time for some entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO, and yeah. Entertainment News Live did win, Kevin.
It did. It beat out the best of, and all I have to say is check back in 7 minutes whether you made a good decision or not. I mean, I feel like we have some interesting stories. We'll just see how it all goes today.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to start with the weird, kind of, I mean, scary story from over the weekend with Morgan Wallen. Did you see any of that, Steve, with his concert in Kansas City?
Oh, I did see a headline of something, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah, so it was, first of all, his walkout, which is always, it's become the fun thing where he walks down the tunnel and he'll try to have, famous people with him from that city. Well, Kansas City, if you're going to do a walkout, guess who you're going to have with you?
Travis Kelce.
Yeah, Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes,
sure.
Travis Kelce and Chris Jones, I think, was the other guy.
Okay.
So they walk out with Morgan. They do the whole thing. But there is a guy who got arrested at the show for basically what they call terrorist threats because he said he was going to shoot the Kansas City Chiefs players.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not and thank God he ran his mouth and was talking about it. And they located him and took him into custody. He was charged Saturday morning, and that was it. So it all ended up fine, but yeah, kind of a scary, freaky deal. And I guess that's one of those, you know, who knows if the guy was serious or not.
Right.
But even if you just say that, guess what? You're getting arrested.
Right. That's the type of situation where you don't want to say, you know, maybe he's kidding, right. Maybe he's not or something, or maybe this is a real
I haven't heard any follow-up on it if the guy really was, you know, mentally not stable, if it, you know, where it's at with that. But it didn't sound great either way. But thank God they caught the guy, and that was the end of it.
Okay.
The other thing that happened over the weekend that got a lot of talk and was very fun, did you see Jelly Roll on WWE?
I did not.
Oh, my gosh, Steve. This is what Jelly said about it. He goes, crazy. I lived a childhood dream tonight in the craziest way I've ever lived it. Wow. Thank you, WWE, for everything. What a night. Absolute madness. Unreal. Butter biscuit bombs, baby. That's what he said.
Oh, boy. So he's a big WWE fan.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. He loved it, and he got in the ring. And we have... Did you get some of that audio, Steve?
Let's see here. I think I do.
And it's kind of hard. It's just the announcer going crazy. But Jelly picks up the man and does... what is that move called? Doggone it. Choke slam? Is that what got... Why
body
can't
slam?
I remember it?
No?
Choke slam. Yeah, it's where you grab the guy by the neck, basically, and you pick him all the way up into the air.
Uh-huh.
And then you just take him and you slam him to the ground.
I mean, if it's not choke slam, it should be because
it is
that's
choke
what it
slam.
Is. Okay. So,
And Jelly, you realize he is a big dude. And he choke slams him. And then basically, once he's done with that, he plays to the crowd a little bit, does the whole thing. And then, boom, drops the elbow on the guy. They pin him, and it's all over.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if we can get the audio here and see what happens. Maybe.
3, 2, 1.
Hold on.
And 3, 2, 1.
Oh, butter my biscuits, Michael Cole. That's some real jelly power.
Wait a minute. No. Jelly Roll's already on tour. We're preparing for a different kind of tour, but...
Yeah, farewell tour next year.
Feels like it's a lonely road right now for Austin Theory.
And homage for Pain Knuckle Shuffle.
My God.
Yeah, he did the whole... gosh, and I'm so bad on wrestling now. I used to know all the wrestlers. I believe he teamed up with Miz and R-Truth, and the guy that he slammed was Austin Theory. I'm sure there are wrestling people right now just screaming that I'm not getting it right or I am getting it right. But
I do recognize that one guy. Yeah,
the Miz there are or whatever. Certain people that are made for wrestling, and Jelly Roll is made for the ring. Absolutely awesome. And, of course, he gets out there and just does it with so much excitement and... maybe we'll post it on our social media for you, the video of Jelly doing his thing, because it's very cool. It's funny.
Yeah.
And good for him.
He's looking real good. He does.
Yeah. He has slimmed down a little bit for sure. Still a very big dude, but and just doing the, you know, dropping to the ground and dropping an elbow on somebody is not something I'm sure Jelly would have done a year ago.
With sure.
Yeah. I don't know if he would have had the ability to do that as well.
Yeah. No, it's
very cool for Jelly Roll to be part of wrestling.
Right. And the fact to like live out a dream, right? Check off a bucket list type of situation.
To be on WWE? Heck yeah. That's extremely cool. Steve, do you have one more for us about Luke Combs?
I do. A quick story about Luke Combs. I guess he participates in like a fantasy football league every
year.
Sure,
yeah.
With at least some of his high school friends. And he was on stage the other day and he was talking about this in Cincinnati. And I guess a couple of his buddies lost to him in fantasy football.
Okay.
And they had some sort of bet where because they lost, they had to sing on stage.
Oh, I love it when they have competitions like this where it's, you know, like the payoff is something very hilarious.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Rick and Kevin bet is kind of what it is.
Yeah. Rick and I do these bets every year.
So anyway, these two guys, they hop on stage and Luke's like, all right, take it away. And they sang a little bit of Mark Cohn's Walking in Memphis.
Oh, okay.
And then Luke was like, all right. And then they had like blue suede shoes on as well. And then at the end, Luke goes, okay, now back to our regular scheduled programming.
So that was it.
So, yeah. But I mean, it was kind of funny. And we know why he was the one friend who became a professional singer.
The other two were not very good.
I mean...
Yeah, I'm sure they weren't.
So if you want to see the video, though, you can check it out on the Coyote Country Facebook page. It's entertaining, or it's interesting at least.
Yeah, and I think I'll throw Jelly Roll up. That sounds weird. I'll throw a Jelly Roll up. I will put Jelly Roll up on the Jane Kevin page.
Okay,
good deal. On Instagram and Facebook and all the good stuff.
All right, I like that. Good deal. And what do you say? You want to give away some tickets now, Kevin?
Oh, yeah, we have tickets for Nate Smith and Ernest, which is going to be at the North Idaho State Fair. That thing is coming up before we know it.
Right.
Ooh. And we have tickets for you to win right now. All you got to do, let's see, it's a Monday. Let's just make it easy. Caller 7 right now.
All right, caller 7 at 509-441-0999 wins Nate Smith and Ernest at the North Idaho State Fair. The prize does include, by the way, fair entry passes and a parking pass. The concert Monday, August 9th. So, 509-441-0999. Caller number 7.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What's your name?
Dean.
I'm sorry?
Dean.
Dean. All right, Dean. Dean, the pinch Dean. In the front. What is it?
It's actually Gene.
Gene.
James?
Yeah, James.
Kevin James.
The pinch in the front could indicate a region or fashion. What am I?
Can you repeat that?
Fair enough.
That was totally fair.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, big shout out. Congrats to Rayanne, who was the winner of Nate Smith and Ernest tickets at the North Idaho State Fair. That's coming up on August 19th. And this hour, or this part of the Jay and Kevin Show, is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane. And you know what time it is, Kevin?
Life in the Snack Lane.
go ahead. What time is it, Steve?
Oh, it's best part of your weekend time.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
Alrighty, Kevin, why don't you start us off today?
Why don't I start us off? Okay, Steve, that sounds fine.
Unless you don't want to.
No, I mean, I certainly can. I just, you know, usually you start. But
all right, fine.
I'm sure your weekend was so exciting that you don't want to... spoil mine.
I'll tell you what the best part of my weekend
was. Let's hear it.
I was at the McDonald's on Friday in Deer Park.
Yes.
Oh, and did I get some good grub over there? My standard number 7, 2 cheeseburgers, no pickles, with a Sprite.
Yeah. What kind of toy?
Delicious. No toy. And then I also tried, they got like a new Kit Kat like shake thing going on.
Oh, you mean the Kit Kat McFlurry?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Yeah, so I tried like a little sample of that.
I haven't seen that yet.
Ooh, very delicious.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And it was just a good time, fun time over there. So yeah, I would say that was pretty good.
Did some people stop by and see you? I feel like Deer Park is, you know, we got a lot of listeners out in Deer Park.
Yeah, no, there were a number of people who stopped by. And a lot of them said... Hey, Jay and Kevin got to be a lot nicer to you. And I said, yeah.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah.
Look how nice I'm being today, people.
You are being very nice, Kevin.
I really am.
Yeah. Maybe too nice. Should I be concerned?
No, it's just... I think, you know, it's Jay. He brings it out of me.
Is that what it is? Okay.
I think so, yeah. Just a little bit. He brings it out of me.
Oh,
Steve, by the way, Jay, we should tell everybody, is just on vacation for a couple weeks. His daughter's getting married. Emma gets married on a Saturday. We will be checking in with Jay at some point during the week. You know, as he gets to Minnesota and begins the preparation for it all. I know one of the things he was most excited about was that, I think he said 11 adults. See, this is the weird part. None of his kids are kids anymore. They're all adults.
Right.
So it used to be they'd go to the cabin in the summer and it was a lot of kids with a couple adults. Now, I think he was saying either 11 or 13 adults will be staying in the cabin this week, getting ready for the wedding.
Yeah, sounds like the best part of his weekend.
It sounded like he was very excited about that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, hey, Steve, as much as I would make fun of the best part of your weekend being about, you know, McDonald's food,
oh, it was so
I could
good.
Make fun of your meal pretty bad because, like, that's it. You got free food, I'm assuming, from McDonald's.
Yeah, and they were so nice over there, too.
Yes,
so.
But you went with just two cheeseburgers with no pickles?
That's my go-to, man. It's
I do
delicious.
Like. I mean, I do like their cheeseburgers, but you could have tried anything.
I know.
Did you at least do a large size it with the fries? And
I don't know what size they were. I think they were medium. They might have been
medium.
Large.
Okay.
Yeah, they were
well,
good.
If you didn't upsize it, then yeah, you probably just had the medium.
Yeah. All right. Okay. What you got?
Okay. So mine, as much as I'll try to make fun of you, I had a great weekend. Wedding on Saturday that I DJ'd. But then I'm going to give the best part of my weekend to the fact, by the way, I should say congratulations to Caitlin and Devin.
There you go.
Because they were awesome. But I think the best part is going to be just a surprise that hit me yesterday. I was watching my granddaughter and my son and his girlfriend were out doing some stuff. And I said, yeah, I'll watch her. It'll make your life a lot easier to go do the things you need to do if she's here with me. So her and I, we're having a good old time, just doing the things that we do. And then they get home a couple hours later and they walk in and they say, hey, Papa, we brought you a gift. And I was like, ooh. Oh, what is this going to be? They had brought me a drink from Sonic. Mm. They had not told me. It was a complete surprise.
That's always the best.
Oh, man. And the way I love Sonic drinks, and I needed it too. It was like that time I had been doing a lot of stuff on my computer, getting caught up with some DJ stuff, and I was like, oh, this is so good and so refreshing.
Right.
Sad that both of our weekends, the best part was food, but it is what it is, folks.